Surprise, surprise, another instrumental. You're so predictable.
What's wrong with a good old-fashioned instrumental?
Nothing, but it'd be nice if you changed it up once in a while and brought us a song that wasn't like every other song. It's just like mood, mid-tempo vibes, and no lyrics. But I like it.
Come on, man.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
It's good,
now,
right?
I need someone to kick in and be like, I used to be a little boy. You know?
You gotta have like some like deep mysterious opening line, like something about I picked you like a flower, you know, like that's how you start your song.
Oh, I picked you like a flower.
I picked you like a flower.
The sun rose behind the house.
Do you ever listen to music that have words, or
all the fucking time, my friend?
Oh, just not on the podcast for us.
You just haven't hung out with your old friend Mo G in a while.
I haven't. Oh my god, you know how long it's been? Actually, we hung out about this summer outside.
You mean
once.
Last summer. Yeah. So it's been like a year since we've had a classic.
It was September.
T-Bird,
yeah.
Moji,
yeah.
Professor Bundes throwdown, old-fashioned styles, out come the drinks.
Yeah, we've never done that with Bundes other than on a school night. We all had to work the next day.
We got smashed.
Well, Bundes drove home, so he wasn't smashed. How did you get home?
I'll speak for myself.
When we were in my backyard last summer.
The boss.
The boss gave you a lift. Oh, yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
You caught a lift. Because she brought dear friend Neil along, who was the designated driver.
Oh,
he doesn't drink, so.
God, that was almost a year ago?
Didn't
no.
Didn't you have your like head out the window hollering on the drive home, Maura? I distinctly remember you, like walking to my car and then you guys coming by.
Oh,
and you're
yeah.
Like, woo!
Yeah. I gave you the old, woo! Yeah! Because you were getting in your Corvette.
I had
to give him like a pretty boy, like, ow! Which is probably not advisable when you're sitting next to the boss.
Yeah.
She got it, though. She thought it was funny. I'm pretty sure she's the one that rolled the window down and said,
get out there!
Can't call him. Yeah, I miss that. I miss that so much. I miss just like crushing drinks with people, you know?
Yeah, like we never went to the bar where I know I was never at your bar with Bundes. Bundes, how many times did you go to Maura's bar before things got shut down?
I think just once.
Just the one.
Once in the 8 month window, eh?
Yeah.
You know, you'd be treated
very
well.
That's some real support there. Real support.
You'd be treated very well if you showed up. Like, you know, how don't the boys treat you really nice, Tucker?
Oh, yeah.
The staff, don't they?
Plus, you get to know all the regs. You could park the vet right out in front because you got the accessible parking.
Yeah.
Get like prime parking every time.
I'm definitely looking forward to like some summertime patio kind of drinks, man. I'm hoping to God that at least, you know, come the summer, this kind of rolls back a little bit. We can go out and have a couple drinks at least on a patio.
It will. It'll roll back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's going to be...
I mean, if England is like, if what is happening there is going to be us... in the future, and then hopefully we'll be sitting on a patio because they've been in 3 months of lockdown and they just loosened restrictions now.
Yeah, but they also have over half their country vaccinated and we're nowhere near that. So
we're still not even close to being half.
Oh my God, the half? Are you kidding me?
It's going better in Toronto. Like I know way more people now that have been vaccinated and it's just because they opened up the whole like, oh, if you're in this hot zone, it doesn't matter how old you are. If you're above 18, you can go get it.
I think I saw a stat that said 1 in 5 Torontonians have got at least one shot.
So 1 in 5.
Hold on. That's 20%.
Yeah, but that's like factoring in all the older people too, right?
Well,
20% of Toronto, but that's not Canada.
No.
Yeah,
and that's only because they've started like working on, you know, trying to squish this motherfucker right in the butt.
And I heard actually that London is Ontario's hotspot for COVID. I didn't know that.
You know what? Any spot can be a hotspot. You can just have outbreaks. And
that's like, due to like the number of the population versus how many people have it, I guess.
Yeah. Kingston, Ontario was doing great for the longest time. Then there was a big outbreak at Queen's, the university students, you know?
Yeah.
And then they had to like, everybody's locking down now. And
in Kingston?
Well, in all across the province. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah, for sure.
That was a province-wide order that Doug Ford did the other day, not just like a Toronto Peel hotspot kind of thing.
I tell you, you go to a smaller town, a rural town, and it does not feel like a pandemic. And it's not because people aren't wearing masks and stuff, but it's just like a different vibe when you are in a hotspot. And you step outside and everyone is wearing a mask. It's a completely different feeling.
Yeah, well, it's the difference between being in the GTHA with 6 million people versus a town that has like 40,000.
Yeah,
obviously,
or less.
And people don't walk.
Right.
They drive everywhere.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
so,
yeah. It's hard when you can see the pandemic every day, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
you know
when
what
it's
I mean?
Like you literally can't walk a block without having to dodge 15 people.
Yeah.
That's what I face. I live downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime we go for a walk, it's just, unless it's off hours, morning or later at night or something,
There's
just hordes of people everywhere out for a walk. Dogs, families,
mm-hmm.
everything.
Mm-hmm.
So you end up in the middle of the street sometimes trying to dodge people on both sides.
I'm not so worried about dodging people
anymore. Well, I do it out of respect for them and a little bit me. This variant's got me a little bit. It's a bit of a mind fuck for me.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't want to get it.
Yeah, for sure.
Lots more younger people are getting messed up on this thing. You look at the ICUs. It's out of control.
Mm-hmm.
ICUs are jammed to the point. Anyway, I don't want to look. People aren't listening to the podcast for this kind of thing. Let's get out of this conversation.
That's true. People are sick of it. I ran into my...
You
want to
hear about this? Tune into the news.
Yeah, that's so true. You know what? You're right.
You're right.
We're done.
What we got to do is get ready for the Daily Take 2.
Yeah.
That's what we got to do.
The Daily Take 2.
You know?
That's what we got to do.
That's what we got to do.
It's called the Daily Take 2. Bundus, what you got for the team today?
What are we gonna do? What are we gonna do with the Daily Take 2? Hey, you! Yes, you! You can't eat your meat unless you have your pudding! Why can't you have any meat unless you have your pudding? I forget exactly how that goes, but I'll just keep talking anyway.
What is that line from Pink Floyd?
You can't have
any pudding if you don't eat your meat. How can you have any
pudding?
Then it's like pudding if you don't eat your meat. It's just that?
Yeah.
I feel like there was like a variation of it. I'm going to have to dive into some Floyd later, maybe.
All right.
Refresh my memory. Okay, Daily Take 2 coming up. Just some highlights from our radio show, which you can hear every weekday from 5:30 till 9 on a radio station called Energy 95.3.
Can this be our theme song? Oh, yeah!
What is she talking about? I think Maura's gone mad.
It's 2020, 2021, the worst year to be alive. No! Historians say there has been a worse year to be alive, you bunch of babies.
What year would that have been? Let me think about it.
Think about it.
Yeah. Worst year was probably maybe the year I failed grade 9.
Oh my God, that must have been a terrible year.
Having
for
to
you.
Go back the next year, that first day of school, you're going back into grade 9 again, and all the kids that were younger than you are all of a sudden in your class.
You're a minor niner again. I bet you Bundus has a really good idea.
If we're talking about recorded history, my guess. It's somewhere in the early 500s, like 530 AD. There was like a volcano.
He looked
that
it up.
Went
he had to look
no.
it
How
up.
How did
had to
you
look
know
it up.
This, Bundes?
I'm pretty sure we've talked about this before, too. Yeah, there was like a volcano that went off somewhere in the northern hemisphere in Europe. I don't remember exactly where, but it caused like a bunch of problems with all the ash in the air and the dust clouds, and it caused crop failures, if I remember correctly.
This is me ripping up the story I just had. Yeah. Fundus, why don't you just tell us what happened?
You ruined it.
You know the whole damn thing.
I don't know the whole damn thing.
Okay, well, let me tell you.
Okay, tell me.
Oh, yeah. There's more you don't know?
The year was 536 AD. To be specific.
Okay. It's ridiculous.
You dumbass, Bundes.
You know what? I literally just looked up worst year to be alive, and it says 536. He had to have looked it up. I don't believe that he just knew that.
You don't believe the professor knew
that?
Well,
you set it up. I think if you would have asked him on the spot, it would have been a different answer.
If I looked it up, would I not have known that it was in 536?
Well,
would I not have known where the volcano went off?
I think this is you trying to pass it off. Like, you just made it seem a little looser. So it was a little more freestyle.
Okay, yeah, yeah. I planned it all out, guys. I planned it all out.
Okay, listen.
Yeah.
Leading up to this year, you were a farmer enjoying a bountiful crop, probably. You know, things were planting and growing quite easily. All of a sudden, skies go dark. And guess what? They stayed dark for years. And yes, it was because of volcanoes going off. So there's ash in the atmosphere. There's no sunlight. All the crops died. And this goes on and on for several years. Failed harvests, famine. And then you got disease and the plague that rolls in and killed millions of people.
Welcome to the year 536 AD. Look over there. Those farmers are having a wonderful day. Those crops are alive and well and flourishing. Oh no, what's that? Run for your lives, everybody!
Yes!
This just in from 536. It's still dark out and a miserable day. More at 11.
It was snowing in the summertime. Like, it affected climate change. It was crazy.
So, and people survived that.
Yeah, not
That's
a lot
amazing.
Of people, but a handful of people survived. So this should be nothing. We can handle this,
should
guys.
Should be nothing.
It's nothing, okay?
I'm pretty sure also there was like wars and stuff going on at that point in time as well.
Well, why not add another layer to this story? Bundes, I'm not even going to look anything up anymore. I'm just going to ask you.
Okay.
But, I mean, especially because there would be like limited food supply and stuff. So people would be fighting for that. Wouldn't it
yes.
be like everyone for themselves, kind of like it was right now?
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, that was also just after the fall of the Western Roman Empire. So there was lots of warring and different territorial claims. Never mind. Let's move on.
You don't need to go back to grade 9, okay? Just listen to the professor. England is opening up after 3 months of lockdown, and it's kind of nice to have this little window into what the world looks like on the other side. What's happening? People are coming down out of this lockdown. What do you think everybody wants to do first?
They want to visit the Tower of London, Maura! And have a crumpet!
No.
With their tea!
No. It's not crumpets.
No, it's not that.
I gotta think like they're going to the pub.
Hang on a second.
Well, okay.
They want to get on a double-decker bus and ride on the top all the way to Strawberry Fields.
No double-decker bus lineups. No queue to get on the double-decker.
Oh,
no.
Oh, my God. What do they want to do?
Any other guesses, guys?
They want to go watch the Beatles perform all the hits.
No, Tucker. That's not right. I'm sorry. You're wrong.
Oh.
You're wrong. Bundes was on to something.
Yeah. I know what they want to do.
They want to go to Buckingham Palace and pay their respects to the Queen of England, Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II.
No. No, no, No. They're more like us. They're not that different from us.
Okay, I know then. I know.
They want to give their prime minister a haircut.
Wow.
Boris Johnson.
Terrible hair.
Or great hair, actually. Depending on how you look at it.
No.
How can I be so off? My sister lives in London. Should know this.
You should know this. Bundes?
I would assume they want to go to the pub and have a few pints and maybe have some sex afterwards.
Nah, can't be it. That can't be it. Yeah. I think I figured it. No.
They want to finally catch Jack the Ripper. He's been on the loose for a long time. One of England's biggest mysteries.
No.
Do they want to go watch football at the stadium?
Football. No, guys, do you want to hear what happened?
Sure.
So Monday, yesterday, lockdowns lifted.
Yeah.
Shopping sprees, like lineups at all the stores down the street.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't even seem like the lines were socially distanced, although you're still seeing some masks in those lines, and pints at the pub. You're 100% right, Bundes. Was sex happening? I'm not sure. They didn't cover that in the news footage that I saw.
British people are very private. They don't like to talk about what happens in the bedroom.
But I'm sure people were having sex. Gyms and hair salons also allowed to reopen. Lineups to get into gyms. And stylists are saying you cannot book an appointment with them. They're slammed.
What I feel like when British people have sex, they leave most of their clothes on. I don't know why. I just have this like vision of people who are very proper.
Bundes, have you ever made love to a British woman?
I have.
Okay. Fully dressed?
She was fully naked.
Okay. There
she
you go.
Couldn't have been British then.
Tucker and Maura, Usher is taking some heat and being accused of throwing fake money at some dancers at a strip club in Las Vegas. Bundes, what do you think would happen if you were out with the boys and you were at a strip
and you
club?
Wait, you're a famous rapper too, so the expectation is that money is real.
But just imagine you weren't famous and you were caught throwing fake money at dancers at a strip club. What do you think happens to you?
You're getting the crap beat out of you by all the bouncers.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're taking you out and they're teaching you a lesson.
Did he know it was fake money?
The club says Usher and his crew gave out thousands of real dollars, and the girls that were dancing were also left a generous tip.
Okay.
So what's the deal with like the fake money? Well, it turns out that it may have been a promotion for his residency that's coming up in Vegas or something.
Okay. So like he wanted to shoot something for the gram or something like that.
Like they were advertising his upcoming residency at Caesar's Palace.
Okay.
And so there were bills that had like Usher's face on them.
Could you imagine?
How is that great promotion? You can't shoot video in a strip club as far as I know, none that I've ever been in. Like, so how, what is throwing out fake money to dancers?
They were like promo flyers almost.
Oh, but
you
it
know,
looked
like collector
money.
Keepsakes that looked like money, but it had Usher on the front.
How do they police people not pulling out their phones in strip clubs? I didn't know that was a rule.
They police it with their fists. Yeah, you think they police it? You pull out your phone is smashed, and so is your face. I haven't been to a strip club in a long time. I don't even remember what happens. Like, if you're texting with someone, like, what are the rules of engagement?
Yeah, what if you're texting?
You can have your phone out, I would imagine,
at some
time. What
if you get a call from the babysitter? Come home.
What, honey? Oh, the baby's up. Okay, I'm coming. Where are you? Oh, I'm just out with the friends. You know, we're at a bar.
Coming up next, we got the lovely Melissa.
Who's Melissa?
Hang on, is somebody getting a call from the babysitter? I see a guy over there on his phone. That better be the babysitter, Bundes. We got our eye on you. All right, thanks for coming out. And get ready for the snow dance.
I love strip club DJ. He's the best.
Yeah.
Okay, so phone. Yeah. Well, see, I would be the jabroni that whips the phone out. And I'd be like, look, I'm at a strip club, yeah, throwing fake money around. Woo! I get beaten up.
Ladies and gentlemen, just a reminder before the ladies hit the stage, put those phones in your pocket. Don't be an idiot like that woman right over there who's about to get her face crushed in. She just broke the number one rule, which is you never point the phone at the dancers.
I didn't know.
And coming up next, Candy will take it all off for your enjoyment. Hey, it's Bundus, everybody. Good to see ya. Our number one regular, Bundus, is here.
Hey, guys.
Your usual table will be right up front in a sack there, my man. Hope that's real money you're putting in your mouth when you're climbing up on the stage. We know you. We know to watch you. Have a great night, everyone.
So ridiculous.
Yeah.
Andrew just texted us. He says he's broken a few phones at strip clubs.
He's broken them? Like, does that mean he's a bouncer at a strip?
Oh, yeah. He used to work in a strip club.
Oh, okay.
He says,
Andrew,
he
yeah!
says policing phones is actually easy. The ladies notice every time.
All right. We got a payphone in the back if you got to make a call to the babysitter. Don't be an idiot and get your phone smashed in. Andrew and the ladies are watching for you. And coming up next, the lovely and talented Candy will hit the stage.
Candy again? We just saw her.
Candy's working overtime tonight. I'm trying not to offend too many people by using their names.
All right, well, that was good.
You know, ever since weed became legal, experts have wondered at what point are people impaired and at what point should they not be getting behind the wheel? Is it 5 hours after smoking a joint? Is it 24 hours after smoking a joint? What if you eat edibles? Longer times if you smoke a joint versus eating edibles? Like, what?
Wow, that's a good question. It depends on how much you eat. Like, there's so many variables haven't really figured out. Isn't it very, like, person-specific, too?
It's 100% person-specific.
And how much you've eaten, just like alcohol?
Just like alcohol. It depends on the body, it depends on your tolerance, and it depends on how much you ingested or smoked that day. So researchers say they have pinpointed how long THC is impairing. With smoke, if you're smoking...
Oh, there is a difference.
There is a difference.
Okay.
What do you think is the difference? Do you think you're impaired longer if you smoke a joint, or do you think you're impaired longer if you eat an edible?
Edibles.
Yeah, I gotta say edible for sure.
That's my guess. I don't have any real experience with edibles. Tried once.
Mm-hmm.
Just made me feel a little tired.
Yeah.
And I guess I didn't... take enough.
Maybe not. Well, you are correct.
Oh.
Smoking will have a shorter time of impairment than ingesting cannabis. Okay, so that's
one.
Correct. Yeah. Very nice. Very nice, guys. So researchers have identified a window of impairment. Okay.
Probably pretty wide window,
it's
right?
It's a pretty wide window.
Anywhere between 5 and 25 hours or something crazy.
No, you want to take a guess?
The window, the range in which you shouldn't drive, or the
That's
range
right.
that you should wait? I guess it's the same window.
The window of impairment.
I'm going to say 5 to 12 hours, Maura.
I'd say it's longer. I bet you it's more like 12 to 36.
What are you smoking, bud?
He's chronic, man.
Yeah, seriously.
No. It's actually from 3 to 10 hours, okay?
I wasn't that far off.
From moderate to high doses of THC, impairment can last up to 10 hours. Most driving-related skills are predicted to recover within approximately 5 hours. So they've pinpointed about 5 hours. So if you really want to be safe, though, you should really wait 10 hours after consuming. Most people are not impaired at all by 7 hours. But that really shows you, if you're enjoying cannabis one night, you probably shouldn't be driving.
Yeah,
right?
100%.
100%.
It's not worth it.
Yeah.
It's not worth it ever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
man.
Yeah. any sort of task that involves accuracy.
Yeah.
Maybe wait till that cannabis wears off.
Well, you know,
bit.
You kill somebody.
Oh my God.
And say goodbye.
Yeah, you know, your like, life is
your
over.
Your life is ruined.
Your life, and so is somebody else's.
And it's never worth it.
It's never worth it. No.
Sorry to bring it down a little notch there.
Can we not just enjoy our cannabis and stay home?
Yeah.
And...
Because I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La 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 la.
I got busted with a speed camera. We got a ticket. Driving 52 in a 40 zone.
Ooh.
I'm just like, really?
Oh,
is this
no.
where we're at? We're at the point where you're going to give a ticket for somebody driving 52, 12 kilometers over the speed limit?
Well,
you're going to mail them a ticket?
Rule's a rule, Tucker.
Well, yeah. I mean, to me, you might as well send out tickets for people driving 42 in a 40 zone if you're going to be that ridiculous
about it.
Well,
I guess they decided 10 over is the threshold, right?
Yeah, 12 kilometers. When you hit a pedestrian is going to make a difference, right?
Yeah.
So what
yeah.
you're saying to me is if I'm like aiming at you and I'm doing 40 and I hit you,
yeah.
it might feel different than if I'm driving 52 and I bash into you.
Chance of loss of life is greater at 52.
You
than
give
40.
Me the God. Option, go with the 40 or go with the 52. I'm taking 40 every time.
God, I didn't think about it that way.
Yeah, because 40s are like school zones and 30s, right? Like when you're in that area, the whole reason is because you're residential zones, right? There's
yes.
no pedestrians around.
100%.
I mean, it wasn't a 30 zone. It was a 40. Come on.
Yeah, 40's residential.
52.
Dead. 52, they're dead, Tucker.
40, it's like, ooh, pardon me.
Oh, my toe.
Oh, that was just a flesh wound.
Yeah.
52,
little...
it's like...
Yeah,
you know,
you're squished.
Let's
okay.
do an experiment, Bundus. Let's okay. try this out, okay?
You want me to stand there?
First of all, we're going to put you in the parking lot, and then we're going to have Maura hit you at 40 kilometers an hour.
Oh, I want to do the 52.
Oh, you want to do the 52? I'm the one who was caught driving 52.
You're the expert.
I feel like I should be the 52 person, and you should be the 40 person. Then, Bundus, you get up because you'll, of course, have no problem getting up after being hit at 40.
It's only 40.
And then I'll come by and I'll do the 52 and we'll see the difference.
Okay.
Which
like
is the good leg? Which is the bad leg again? Just so I know, I'll try and aim for the bad leg so I don't ruin the good one.
The right leg's got the metal in it, so it'll probably hold up a little bit better.
Okay, good to know.
Matt says they did a study with a car hitting a sandbag at 50 kilometers an hour, which is most residential streets, and it did a lot of damage.
Chances are I was just driving with the flow of traffic, but also I had no idea there was a speed camera there. That's on Bundus's drive, by the way, the camera, on the way into work. I'm wondering how many tickets are in your mailbox right now.
That's a great question. I don't check my mailbox very often, so... It's like a twice a year thing, right?
Here's the question.
Okay.
Ian wants to know,
mm-hmm.
how much is the ticket?
The total for the ticket?
Yes.
$80.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't like...
Man, I got hit with a red light camera ticket.
Well, that's a red light is a lot different than driving 52.
Yeah, but it was 4 in the morning.
What we're going to do is we're going to put Bundus out in an intersection.
At 4 a.m.
We're going to have you hit him after running a red light, and then I'll hit him after running a green light.
Or
driving through with a green light, and we'll see what happens to Bundus.
Okay.
Either way, Bundus does not come out of any of these experiments looking too good, I don't think.
No, I don't think so.
But thanks for the text messages. It's Tucker and Maura. Let me give you a scenario. You're at the altar. You're with your hubby, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at this point, he's just the groom. This story's pretty crazy.
Okay, what?
A couple. Okay, let's say it's you.
Okay.
The groom's mother.
Yes.
Matt's mother.
Uh-huh.
Notices a birthmark on your hand.
Okay. That and she's then, never noticed before.
Yeah. Now Matt's mom asks you if you were adopted. And you're like, yes.
Okay.
I am adopted.
I'm adopted. All right.
And let me tell you something. It was a bit of a secret. Not a lot of people knew that. So this woman didn't know that she was adopted until this wedding.
Oh, man.
Oh my.
Can you see where this is going?
Yeah, I see where
you
it's gotta
going. You got to be kidding me.
It turns out.
Wait, she stops the ceremony to ask her about the birthmark?
This is... Look, I don't have all the details here. But this is happening at the wedding.
Okay.
The groom's mother knows she's adopted because of the birthmark, because it turns out that the bride was her long-lost daughter!
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Oh, man. That's going to screw you up good. Oh, man.
Oh, my God. So what happened? Okay. Did they stop the wedding?
Well, how about this, okay? So now,
wow, there's a new scenario.
Oh, wow. The story.
Okay.
Turns out the groom is also adopted.
Oh, thank God. Oh,
okay. So while your birth mother is standing right there, she's not biologically connected to
the
her son.
So
now, but if you get married, your biological mother is going to be the mother of your husband.
Yes.
Are you still going to marry Matt?
Yes, I think that's sweet, actually. So my mother-in-law is actually my biological mom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank God.
And I was hoping it was going to go the other way.
Yeah, what are the odds that he's adopted too?
Yeah.
Are you kidding? So it was like a happy discovery?
What do you think happened? Do you think that they followed through with this bombshell? Do you think that they got married anyway?
Yes, I'm going to say yes, they did.
Yeah.
So do you know if she stopped the wedding at that moment and said, oh my God, show me your birthmark?
I don't have all the details of like how it played out
in that moment.
But I do know that it happened during the wedding ceremony woman noticed the birthmark and like attempted to just sort of like get to the bottom of things. But
that is insane.
Yeah. But then think, you all of a sudden you have to rearrange family members and the tables afterwards at the reception, how complicated it gets. Well, I guess you got to move to this table now. Oh, boy.
That's funny.
That's crazy, eh? You hear about that. Like, people who are best friends and they find out they're siblings.
Siblings,
you know,
in
like,
the end, yeah.
It's crazy that it can happen, but
life
it happens all the time.
Brings you back together sometimes, right? Woo!
It's Tucker and Maura in the morning.
Energy 95.3.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.